Horse Unscripted podcast listeners. Today's episode for Versus will be an interesting one between Nikita and Exotic. The five traits in discussion today will be best book-to-screen adaptation. If the character in question is, as I'm reading this, bangable, overall force ability, durability, and wealth. For Nikita, he has chosen Leia Organa Solo. And Exotic has chosen Revan.
Revan?
Here?
You would bang Revan.
Yeah, because you can make Revan whatever you want it to be. Because you can customize your character in KOTOR.
Oh, that's not how this works. No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, we are talking about the Star Wars character Revan.
Yeah.
Darth Revan. Yeah, not the video game version of Revan that you can customize. No, sir.
No. No, that is Revan.
No, eat shit. No,
yes.
That's not Revan.
No, that's how it works.
That is simply an allegory because he does not know who he is because his memory is wiped. That is not. Nope. Fuck you. Absolutely not. No. Leia is definitely more bangable than Revan, and I think anyone would absolutely agree with me on this. Have you seen the fucking scene from Return of the Jedi where she's in the fucking sand bikini. Like, no. Carrie Fisher is fucking beautiful and definitely more bangable than Revan.
Revan, you can make ever in your wildest
such,
dreams.
No, that's such bullshit. The game is... No, I'm not letting you slide on that one. I'm sorry. No.
What do you mean?
You
win the first category, fuck you.
I win the first... but that's because Revan doesn't have an on-screen adaptation. Leia does.
Yeah.
So I just win automatically. But like, you're stupid for thinking that Revan, because you can customize him in game, is still more bangable than Carrie Fisher with those fucking old ass graphics. No, absolutely not. None of those pixels look better than fucking Carrie fucking Fisher. Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That she
was a brick house.
May I have an introduction?
Of course, you're the moderator.
Best book to screen adaptation doesn't necessarily only mean movie screen.
But there's no books about Revan.
Yeah, there is one book about Revan, but it existed after the game was already made.
And before the Force facts, quote-unquote, sources I have asked have lied to me.
But what?
Either way.
Oh, about the book thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's by Drew Karpyshyn. It's called Revan. It's Old Republic Revan.
Someone had told me that it came out before the game.
I don't think it did. I might be wrong. Let's see. I have the book. Shit, I have the book behind me. Hold on.
Go read it real quick.
Shut up. Yeah, the book came out in 2011. KOTOR came out in like 2003, dude.
I have been misinformed, but the trait still stands as I mentioned before.
So what's your ruling on like this Revan situation? Because in the game, you can make Revan like anything you wanted to based on the game's parameters. But I'm going off the book description of what Revan looks like. Because that's the only thing we have. We also have him in SWTOR. They show Revan in SWTOR. Which would have been about the same year as the book.
They actually show his face?
I think he has
the helmet on the entire time. Because we don't actually know.
I can't remember. I know he's in there. Yep, they do show his face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he looks like.
Because I have neither played KOTOR and or SWTOR, I was under the impression of this version of Revan.
I mean, that's the one that you posted in the chat?
Correct.
Yeah, that's basically what a lot of people want. Keanu Reeves to play an on-screen Revan. They like his face and they think it matches Revan perfect.
If I was female, I'd fuck the shit out of Keanu Reeves.
I mean, shit, I would fuck the shit out of Keanu Reeves without being a female, but I still think that Carrie Fisher is definitely more attractive. Carrie Fisher, when she was in the original Star Wars trilogy, you would bang her, or you would bang Keanu Reeves still over her. You can't change your gender. You're still Exotic.
Probably. But I don't know. Revan has more characteristics than just his looks.
I guess, but like Leia's a princess, so I win the fucking wealth category for sure.
Cap.
No. Because even after her planet is destroyed, like if you want to say she has nothing, like she becomes chief of state at some point, so she's still fucking... She's definitely got more money than Revan, who is a Jedi and does not carry currency with him.
He was a Jedi, and he was a Sith emperor and leader, okay. So just in military assets alone, he wins.
Okay, but, I mean, he did it for, all of, 3 years, failed, by the way, so it wasn't his, and then he ended up getting sucked off for 300 years. Leia died rich. Leia died rich. Okay, but when he came back, he had no money.
We talk about Leia died wealth rich. In general.
Leia died rich. Leia
was the princess. We're just talking about the wealth that they accumulated during their lifetime.
Dorian princess would have accumulated more wealth than Red.
That's not her money. That's fucking. That's Bale. It doesn't matter. Bale's money.
Wealth doesn't have to be your money. Are you saying like the son of Donald Trump is not considered wealthy?
It's not his money. It's not money in his bank.
But he's considered wealthy still.
No, he's from a wealthy family.
Okay,
but
him, that would make him wealthy. Him himself. If he is a part of a wealthy family, you are describing him as wealthy.
Leia Organa could not fund an entire empire.
Okay, but he couldn't either. He just had followers that were like given to him because he was a surrogate. A
donation is still...
That's like saying, I mean, that's the same situation. Like, it's not his wealth. He's just commanding it.
It's under his control, though.
No, I'm still fighting you that Leia is definitely more wealthy than fucking Revan. Like,
I mean, the resources and military assets, he is wealthier than Leia.
It depends on what time period you're talking about. Like, he loses it all.
It doesn't matter if he loses it all. I think wealth... Leia Organa loses it all whenever she dies.
It doesn't matter. Yes, and that's what I'm saying. I think that wealth should be valued at the point, like, when your life is over. Because, like, there are many people who have, like, been successful, been wealthy at some point, and gone bankrupt. She ended her life wealthy. He did not.
We are talking about the wealth... Just in general, so they're
okay. In general, like which would be finally, peak. Which would be their finally. Peak. No, no, it does not specify their peak. No, no, your
their peak.
You can be rich at like a certain point in your life and still go bankrupt. So I'm saying that like the wealth should be evaluated at the end of your when all is said and done. Leia Organa ended her life wealthy. Revan did not. Yes,
it does, I don't think it would come down to the wealth that they've died with. I think it's the wealth that they accumulated during their lifespan.
Okay, and if you accumulate a bunch of wealth and then still lose it, you no longer have wealth. You've lost it, literally. He lost it. Sure, no, you can make the argument.
It is the peak of wealth, because that is what is going off of.
You can make the argument that he had it, but he still lost it all. He lost it all. That is part of his story.
It doesn't matter. He had it at some point.
He lost it all.
Oh, he was wealthy. It does he was matter. Wealthy at some
he was wealthy, wealthy at he, a point. I absolutely agree, and he lost it all. So he is no longer wealthy.
It doesn't matter if he lost it all.
Yes, it does.
Neither of them are wealthy anymore because they're both dead.
Yes, it does.
Going off of your
going whole off thing, of like you're evaluating
if whenever they die, they like if they lose it. So Leia lost it when she died because it's no longer her wealth.
Correct, but at Revan, the moment Revan lost it during his lifetime. Wealthy. At the moment of it doesn't his matter. Death, he was not wealthy. Yes, it does.
We're not going off of when they died. There, that is not specified in wealth.
You're not the moderator. You're not the moderator.
Okay, Brick, is it during the peak of their lifetime their wealth, or is it whenever they die?
You can lose wealth. It doesn't matter how much you accumulate. Bro, if tomorrow you win $1 million...
We're not talking to you anymore. We're getting the moderator's opinion.
I'm just saying, if you win $1 million tomorrow, you are wealthy. And if you get a lawsuit for $1.2 million the next day, you are no longer wealthy. You have lost all your money.
But you had that wealth at some point in your life.
It does not matter if you had it. Bro, I've had a fucking 12-inch dildo in my hand at some point. I don't have it anymore. I would not say I have a 12-inch dildo.
But you had it at some point.
I did have it at some point. That's correct. I no longer have it. I do not. I am not a 12-inch dildo owner anymore.
We'll go off what Brick says.
I think we should finish the other two categories before we pull him into.
Yeah, because we kind of skipped to the last category. No, it's your fault.
That's true. But I mean, I really can't fight you on the others. Because like overall, Force Revan, Revan is definitely like definitely better than Leia, regardless of the timeline you look at. And durability, I mean, he's basically got fucking Mandalorian armor.
Yeah, he also fucking got tortured for 3,000 years and came back.
300,
you know what I meant.
As far as the natural constitution goes, I still gotta like, I know that like Revan is still stronger, but Leia's got some impressive constitution to be able to survive an Imperial probe droid and keep her mind intact and still continue the fight for the rebellion. That's impressive.
But
Revan's not as like, impressive as Revan.
Near like immortal level endurance.
Yeah, like I will give it to you on categories 3 and 4. 1, 2, and 5, fuck you.
No, we're still going back to 5.
I would like to add an interjection. There is a separate trait for mental fortitude in the sense of what you have mentioned for Leia just now. I guess that would be different. And in terms of wealth, the original idea was at their peak.
It fucked.
I still feel like at her, like, okay, Leia got offered like incomparable treasures from the Hapan Empire at the Legends timeline, like worth way more than anything that was valued in the galaxy at the time, with Coruscant as the like the center of the galaxy. At no point do I think that any of the wealth that Revan accumulated, regardless of military power or standing at any point, was more than that.
No.
Leia was also, listen. Leia was also still given the credibility of holding the noble name of a House of Alderaan, which carries in with itself power, which translates to wealth. No one was doubting who Princess Leia was. That's that clout that comes with the name of being the last princess of a planet that was murdered by the Death Star still carries some semblance when it comes to the corridors of power and wealth. I do not think at any point that Revan was wealthier than Leia, not only by in that aspect, but like in the span of things, Revan's influence on the galaxy at large would maybe lasted a decade, maybe a decade and a half. Leia was present in the galaxy, regardless of timeline, from the age of 14 until she was dead. Regardless of the timeline you're talking about, that's at least 40 years. That constitutes like generating way more powerful and wealth than someone who only had like a small amount of influence on the galaxy at large while he was going through his campaign for all of like 3 years. Like, sure, you could say that at that time, like, he had a good portion of power and wealth, but like for only 3 years, and he lost. Even if you count that as his peak, Leia kept generating, like, just from time, that graph is going to keep going up towards the top right rather than, you know, at some point go down. So I don't think that at any point at his peak was he ever accumulating more wealth and power than Leia Organa Solo at the galaxy at large. No way. No shot.
No, I think he did, because he, as the leader in that entire fucking thing, controlled planets and planets of fucking resources and everything like that. So that is a part of his wealth, because he is the overall emperor.
Leia ran 60% of the galaxy. What does a couple of planets matter to 60% of the
fucking
galaxy?
She ran it. She didn't conquer them.
Would you not say
they
that?
They were a part of like a republic. He was an emperor. He controlled everything. She was a part of like a diplomatic fucking thing.
Revan was never an emperor, by the way.
Leader.
He was a leader of a Sith rebellion. Not only does he not care about the wealth, he never used it. Never tapped into it.
Doesn't matter. The military assets alone.
It wasn't something he had. It was something his empire... You could say it's the same argument for Leia. It wasn't something that he had. It was something his empire had. He couldn't spend that money.
Yes, but he was the sole leader of it.
He was not the sole leader of it. And she's the chief of state. That is the highest position, Solo. You're not getting me on this one. Revan did not have more... No one will argue that Revan had more wealth than Leia Organa Solo. Not a single person.
He does.
No.
I believe he does, yes.
I rest my case. No. No way. Fuck you. Eat shit. You're bad at arguing. This shit makes no sense.
No, you're Revan. Bad. Revan, you made no sense.
Than no, I made perfect sense. I broke down. No. You're just like, he's a leader. He's strong.
You wouldn't let me talk during any of it.
All right, talk. I'm waiting.
What I was literally saying is the military assets that he controlled alone worth way more than whatever the fuck she had in her stupid rebellion.
In the rebellion, sure, but you remember you said at peak, so she does become chief of state, which is the highest position in the galaxy. She has a whole new republic.
But as a chief of state, she doesn't control everything. She still has to get permission from other people to do shit.
But she's still commander.
She has to get a vote. No, she has to get a vote from all the other people. Revan was like, do this, they did it.
Just because there's a process does not diminish her wealth. That's what you're understanding. No, it does not. No, it does not. Just because there are bureaucratic processes, that does not diminish the wealth and power that is under her fingers.
She wouldn't be able... No.
It's still there. Sure, she has to go through the bureaucratic process, but like that's just the difference in the types of politics that if you say he's running an empire-style regime, that's part of being an empire. Like, you don't have those checks and balances, but just because she does have those checks and balances does not diminish the wealth at her disposal. I'm not going to give ground on this one. I'll give it up on the... I know I don't hold a candle to your flame when it comes to the fucking force abilities and the durability.
I don't know. How about this?
Other three, you're done. I'm not making a compromise with you.
I'm not doing a compromise. I'm going to fucking compare it to something. Do you think she is more wealthy than Palpatine?
No, I do not.
Okay. I would compare Palpatine and Revan to their statures.
Nope. Absolutely not. Nope.
I would.
Revan didn't do anything close to what Palpatine did. You cannot compare those two. Palpatine was an actual emperor and did it in a fucking badass galaxy brain way. Revan did not. Revan was just all power and push. I would not compare the two.
I mean, I think Revan...
Revan came from the outer regions and just pushed to the center of the galaxy. Palpatine went from the center out. That completely different. Eat shit, exotic. You're not getting me on this one.
Well, it's not our decision to make.
It is. You are correct. So with those five categories, book to on-screen adaptation, bangability, overall force ability, durability, and wealth, category by category, Brick3PO, can you declare the winners of each?
I would like to say that before the whole versus topic was happening today, I had asked this about with Wenshi, and he basically said play-by-play, which is very funny. Well, I will now deliberate and tell you exactly as I saw it.
For best book to on-screen adaptation, by default, because the sources I have checked were incorrect, Leia Organa Solo won this one. Bangability is very subjective, so there is no personal winner for this. Overall force ability...
Wait, hold on, hold on. There's no winner for that one? That's a cop-out. Fine, whatever. Are we calling it a draw? We both get the point?
He hasn't gone down to five yet.
Overall force ability in favor of Revan. Durability in favor of Revan. Wealth, though fought very hard, would be in case of Revan.
What?
Only because, though she may be head of state, that is not under her own personal possession. That is within the possession of the whole government system. She did not personally own it, whereas in Revan's case, he, as I understood it from today's discussion, owned it. And though he may not have used it, like a dragon with its hoard, doesn't necessarily have to use it as long as they have it.
This shit's rigged.
Hey, you should live. Your words.
This shit's rigged.
So, in majority, exotic as one.
Rigged.
Get fucked.
Rigged. I'm gonna call Winchy.
Just because you don't like the fucking...
I'm gonna call Dad. That's bullshit. Alright, whatever, exotic. GG, you asshole.
Yeah.
GG. I have to accept my defeat, even though my moderator's full of shit.
Did I say anything wrong?
Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Versus. Technically, you didn't say anything. I guess.
It'd just be like saying Donald Trump owns the United States.
He does not.
Exactly. So Leia doesn't own all that wealth that she's ahead of.
I would still make the argument that neither is Revan.
I think they're two very different leaders. Because
he was under the... Like, I don't understand. He was under the influence of Vishit. Doesn't that mean Vishit is still above him? Wouldn't mean that mean Vishit had the final say? Like,
Vishit wasn't even in the picture yet.
Vishit is who turned him to the dark side when he went to the unknown region.
I'm talking about in the game. Like, he wasn't in the picture yet.
Yes, he was. He was always in the picture. Vishit goes before fucking KOTOR. I don't want to get too fighty into this. I'll accept my defeat this time, but sus. I'm pretty sure this election was rigged. You called Elon from Twitter, formerly known as X. Fucking hacked my robot. He works for fucking SpaceX and Tesla now. He's now Space3PO.
I did send an application to SpaceX.
I believe it. Betrayed my trust. Betrayed my trust.
Thank you all for listening to this episode of Versus between Nikita and Exalt. Please follow us on all of our socials, be it Instagram, Twitter, formerly known as X, and Spotify, YouTube. And please visit our website, theforceunscripted.com. Please leave any comments, questions, or reviews via text and or audio file.
Be sure whenever you're leaving your reviews and your messages for us to always be sure to call Nikita a bitch.
Eat shit, exotic. I hate you. Thank you guys for watching. May the Force be with you, and we'll catch you on the next one.